Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Dean Show. Now, most of you out there have heard of the inspirational series, inspiring you by, in short film segments, really short and sweet, talking about the beautiful aspects of Islam, about charity, dispelling the myths of terrorism, and many other aspects that now, through a movie form, they have gotten some actors and really did a fabulous job. And I'm here with the producer and director of the inspirational series to talk about this. When we come back here on the Dean Show, don't go anywhere.
This is the Dean Show. 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 This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.
Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum.
Muhammad, how are you?
Thanks for having me here. I'm doing great, alhamdulillah. What about you?
Good, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Now, you're the director, producer of the inspirational series?
That's correct.
Tell us a little about this.
Well, the series itself, it started, it's a funny fact that it started as the people who funded the project asked me to do a project where we have the imam standing against a green screen telling stories from Sirah. So we tried to convince the producers to just let's take a dramatic approach to it to make it more entertaining to youth. So we started, you know, we created that character, a youth, in which he faces daily challenges in his life and he seeks the answer in the Sirah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So what is special, I think, about inspiration is there is no preaching, no direct preaches, but there is a guy who's exactly like us, and he himself is learning and teaching at the same time.
This is beautiful. What inspired you now to create something like this?
I think the most common problem we face with youth when they read the Sirah or they listen to the Sirah of the Prophet, they say that, this is very interesting, but this guy was, you know, great in his time, you know, and our time is totally different, and I can't relate to his seerah. So this is what that was the main motivation, that we needed to show the youth that the seerah, your current life, your everyday life, is so much similar to our Prophet life. The challenges you're facing, he faced similar challenges, but only the appearances has, you know, are different. But it's very similar. So this series trying to prove this.
Now tell us, you with your 14 plus years experience in movie making and in this industry, you could have chosen a route towards Bollywood or Hollywood, but you took this approach now. And obviously there's so much more rewards here. I mean, a whole new world opens up in Hollywood. But what made you, at one point, were you thinking like, okay, let me go in that direction? And what steered you more towards this right direction? I mean, this is a fabulous route that you've taken.
I think that before going to filmmaking, I was having this this goal in my life. I wanted to transfer, to convey these beautiful messages to the whole world. So I entered filmmaking putting this ahead. I need to do this. And I always say that the our Prophet, peace be upon him, he went up a hill in Mecca to be heard and seen. And this hill today is the film theaters and the cable TV and the YouTube. And I really want to convey this to the people. And I think there's many struggles, you know, because there's no Islamic media productions in the West, unfortunately, or very rare chances. So this road is still, you know, it's empty, and there's no people working here. It's tough. It's very tough. But I think I really enjoy it. I love it. I love to be, inshallah, ya Rab, to be a pioneer in this path and just to inspire more youth to go with this road.
It's amazing, because now how many people have you seen some of the feedback? Because through the media outlets, obviously now we're able to reach masses of people. Have you seen some of the feedback now? What kind of feedback have you been getting?
Yeah, definitely. This is an extraordinary chance and era we live in, because we, as you say, we really receive we post the video, and like 5 seconds later, you see people typing and responding and commenting on the video, and we learn from this a lot. So, for example, for Inspiration Series, we read unbelievable, alhamdulillah, comments from non-Muslims all around the world saying that, well, this version of Islam we are watching in your series is different from the one we watch on whatever, Fox News, ABC News, and whatever. So, alhamdulillah, we found that this is an extraordinary chance to reach the whole world. And inshallah, we intend to do a second season of Inspiration.
You're going to do a second season? Now, many people ask me, you know, constantly we'll get some emails and people will say, look, how do we get involved in the media? You know, we want to do this, what you're doing. We want to somehow contribute, right? People are fascinated with the media. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, this is what you also, you try to inspire people, give them some direction on how to get involved in the media. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
So
definitely.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with the producer director of the series now that you're going to do a part two also soon. Tell us a little about what's up and coming for the part two of this. What do you guys, how long is the series? How many episodes were conducted in the first part? What did you have, 7, 8, 9?
12 episodes.
12 episodes. It's going to be 12 episodes in the second part?
We'll have a mini second season with 6 episodes.
Now, each one is uniquely, they're about, what, 5, 6 minutes?
Yeah, that's right.
How did you figure out the order? You got some dealing with charity, kindness to your neighbor, dispelling the myth of terrorism. What else are some of these topics?
That's right. We tackled many different morals, like the women of our life, women in Islam, the family in Islam, the honesty, the trust, all these morals. Each episode will take and tackle certain morals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So it's a great way to do dawah, to share this message now through short film format. Many people, they want to get involved. I'm sure you've been asked. A lot of people are excited. They see this and they want to contribute. You follow me? So what advice do you give people out there who want to get involved in media?
Okay. The first thing I say, try to take a filmmaking course, an intensive short one, in any film school or institute in your city, state, area, whatever. You need this. You need this infrastructure to start. And second, try to get involved with people already working in the field. Just try, you know, to attend as a guest, watching behind the camera how things are done. This, you'll get a priceless experience here. Third, start doing your own short and small projects. By any means you have, by your phone, iPad, whatever tools you have to film. And after doing this first project, show it to people with, you know, experience and listen to their feedback. And this is how you get started. This is the best way I can think of.
One aspect here is we know that when we invite to something good, right? When you have a movie like this, and now people get inspired. They get inspired to give in charity. They get inspired to be more into their deen. They see that, you know, Islam doesn't call people to anything that is against humanity. It calls to goodness. And the people behind this now, with the right intention, you're going to get the reward. It keeps going and going. As more people get inspired,
that's right,
the more if they're motivated now to do good, you get the reward. Now someone might, on the other hand, be making some videos out there. They want to get into the media, and they have a ambition, a drive, but now they might be making videos that now they're not really reflecting that these videos aren't inspiring people to good. And you know, there's people just, you know, for trying to get more views out there, they're doing
get
some
famous
crazy things, right?
Women, anything to be famous.
What do you have to say for people like that? That to kind of get them more into making positive videos that have a positive influence in people's lives?
I think the most important fact is to think about the greater goodness, always, not yourself. And to be famous or to be whatever, rich and or anything, these things will come eventually. But what really matters is, you know, this moral, al-ikhlas, is to, whenever you do any project, you just think, I want to do this for the sake of Allah.
Yes.
And by having this niyyah, Allah will bless you, the whole work, and everything else will come. You know, getting famous, all these things, I look at, you know, the advantages of being famous. I look at this as being, you know, a use, you know, a tool, just to deliver your ideas. But just, you know, you try to make this purest niyyah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, I want to do this for your sake and for your sake only. And suddenly, everything, the whole road will be much more clear, subhanAllah, and you will see the tawfiq coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We're going to take a break, but you heard it. That's it. You've gotten to hear it here on the Deen Show, sincerity, saying that I want to do this for you Allah. That's where it starts. We're going to be right back with more here on the Deen Show. Do you worship Jesus?
No, you don't worship Jesus. You worship the God of Jesus.
You worship the God of Jesus, the one who Jesus fell on his face and prayed to?
Yes.
That's who we worship.
Yes.
Now, do we only believe in Muhammad?
No, we believe in all the prophets, starting from the first man created. From Adam to Abraham, son Jacob, and the tribe, Moses and Jesus. The last prophet was only Muhammad's son, peace be upon him.
So we believe in all those messengers. You mentioned, who'd you mention?
And there's many more, so we believe in all of them.
All of them?
Yes.
All the ones that are mentioned in the Quran?
And all of them that you know, you don't worship them, but you worship Allah, who's the creator of them.
But it's part of the belief to believe in these messengers.
Yes.
You named like Jesus.
You believe in them, but you don't worship them.
Don't worship them.
Yes.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Deen Show with the producer, director of the Inspirational Series. Now, many people, they cut a lot of corners and they will incorporate things that are not necessarily Islamic. They might be displeasing to the Creator, right? But you guys actually, like, what was your criteria now? Because you did everything now in there, you know, that you didn't compromise in the deen. And this is very important because you could end up doing a lot of work and then at the end it's not accepted by Allah.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So this is we commend you for that. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, subhanAllah, this is a real challenge because most of the business in the filmmaking is on the other side where, you know, it's every commercials, the materialism, the filmmaking, while picking the side of with morals, you will find yourself suddenly alone and with no funding, etc. And this is really challenging. But subhanAllah, the life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered me with his blessings. And whenever I tried to do a project and when I started working on this inspiration series, I didn't have funding. And suddenly, subhanAllah, when you work on the project, the funding will come and people will get interested. So this is a message I deliver to the youth. While you're putting your leg on the first step, you might not be able to see the second step, but do it. And tawakkal ala Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push you further and will give you the way. So it's very challenging. I'm not here to give any, you know, like comfort or false hopes to anyone, but it's really challenging, but we need it so badly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to continue with this road.
Yeah, this is a proof itself because you see that now you're living testimony that through this, there is an avenue that you guys took that's a halal avenue, that over here you don't have to have naked men or women, you know, in the movies. You don't have to compromise cursing and swearing and doing all sorts of things that are immoral. But you did it in a nice, clean way that now everybody can benefit from. Muslim, non-Muslim, it's for everybody.
Exactly. We're trying to prove this, that you can make successful productions without, you know, doing haram things.
Yes.
You're able to do that.
This is amazing. What else do you have coming up in the future?
Well,
besides part two, Abraham, some film?
Yeah, you have your connections, man. So it's still a working title, this Abraham film, and it talks about a man here in the modern America, and this man faces, this man is walking in a journey of seeking truth. And we found that this, by the way, it's based on a true story, we found that this journey is so similar to the journey of the Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, because he was, you know, looking for where's God, who's God. And we found this very pretty interesting because like 2,000, 3,000 years later with Abraham, we have a man here in America facing the same challenges and seeking the very same eternal truth, you know, that man we're looking for, which is God. And it's a very pretty interesting film, and I won't talk much later about this. I'll keep it, inshallah, till we're ready to talk about it.
But it's coming in the near future, soon, inshallah.
Inshallah, we're working on it. We're still in pre-production. We're still writing script.
Yeah. Before we leave now, tell us again, you discussed it, but again, just going over it again for the people that are excited, they want to get involved in the media, they want to contribute, what are the steps that they need to take? Add to what you said earlier, leave them on something that they can, a direction.
Yeah, sure. Again, anyone who's interested to enter the filmmaking domain, I would say start by studying it. Take a short filmmaking course at a film institute. And I would say avoid academic study, long study, years with a master and bachelor. This is not useful, according to my experience. Take a short course, like a 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 months, this duration. And after that, start to mingle. Start to try to get close to people, professional people working in the film making business. And just to attend, just to carry their bags, whatever. And you will get the experience, the hands-on experience. And third, start filming your own project, and even as a one-man show, film it, write it, edit it yourself, even act in it, it's no problem. Whatever tools you have, just use it, just to test yourself. And after that, take your film and give it to professional people and listen to their feedback. This is the best cycle I can think of.
I'd like to thank you for being with us here on the
Dean
Show.
Sure, thank you for having me tonight.
Jazakallah khair, thank you.
Hayakumullah.
And there you have it, you've asked. Eddie, look, what advice can you give us? So we brought a person of 14 plus years experience in filmmaking, movie making, and the first thing that we start is with the right intention, asking the Creator, look, to guide us and to make sure that we're sincere in this effort and we don't compromise. Make sure we do it the halal way, the halal style, without compromising the deen. And then from there, move forward. And he's giving you some of these steps, and hopefully you can benefit from it, and we'll see you next time, inshallah, God willing. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.